Hello and welcome to the Big Rig Chrome Shop podcast. This is your host Scott Bradley, and today I'm talking to Ian Fodor from Trucks Accessories. We're excited to talk to Ian. We're going to talk all things Trucks Accessories, get to know a little bit more about Ian, get to know a little bit more about some of the new products coming out, talk a little bit about Dual Revolution if you have any questions on that. This is going to be a really exciting conversation. So here is my conversation with Ian. Hey, everybody. This is Scott Bradley with the Big Rig Chrome Shop podcast. With me today is Ian with Trucks Accessories. Trucks Accessories is one of our suppliers with tons of different aftermarket parts and accessories for semi-trucks. And we're just going to talk a little bit about all of that today. So, Ian, welcome. Thanks for joining.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here and happy to be part of the Big Rig podcast.
Awesome. Thanks, Ian. So I kind of wanted to just start, Ian, if you could tell me a little bit about yourself and your history with trucks, and then maybe just a little bit about the history of Trucks Accessories.
Sure. So I've been with the company for 17 years. I started, we were very small, including the front office and our warehouse. We were really just a group of six people just starting out on this journey. When I started, I was really a jack of all trades, helping out in customer service, accounting, marketing. I was even picking orders when it was required. So really, it gave me an opportunity to learn every facet of the company and really help grow it over the years. I am currently acting as Senior Director of National Accounts. Myself and another co-director, we have basically been mandated to run the sales department for trucks. Big Rig and Chrome Shops as a whole do fall under my mandate. As a company, Trucks Accessories has been around since the year 2000. It was founded by two brothers, Rick and Dave. They are third generation industry men. Their grandfather started out in the 1950s selling tires for the bigger trucks and whatnot. Their father, who is still in business, runs a hard parts company. That's really where they cut their teeth and gained the experience and their passion for the industry. It got to the point where they realized that they wanted to move from the hard parts to the accessory side of the business. So they decided to venture off on their own in June of 2000. The history of the company is really they started doing the Mid-America Truck Show in Louisville with nothing more than a small car table and some LED lights and hubcaps on the table. Luckily, they made some lasting impressions. They were able to make some very valuable contacts. And the rest, as they say, is history. They were able to just build the company, and we really haven't looked back since.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's great. It's cool to kind of see how the generations changed a little bit. You know, they all stayed in generally the same industry, but there was a different passion, I guess, throughout as they changed a little bit and started their own businesses.
Absolutely. Each one really found their own niche and ran with it.
Absolutely. So obviously, Big Rig has been working with trucks for what seems like forever. You and I have been working together for a little while. What do you think makes trucks stand apart from other companies? Obviously, there's a lot of companies in this industry, a lot offering some similar parts, some different. What do you think makes you guys stand apart?
I think really it's a two-pronged attack. The first one is obviously our products. We have never been satisfied with selling vanilla. We are always striving to come out with new technologies, turn the industry on its side and come out with something that no one ever expected. Perfect example being our Dual Revolution light. To think 10 years ago, the possibility of a light that could change colors within its own unit was unheard of, and now we're just thinking how we can take it to the next level. The other side of it is obviously while we're a business, Big Rig is a business, we try to keep it more of a family business feel and a friendship. At the end of the day, we want the customer to know that we're not a faceless entity, and that we want to work with them. We want to know what their needs are, and we want to serve them. And we want to make sure that at the end of the day, not only is our customer Big Rig happy, but your own customer's happy, because sure. if they're not happy, they're going to go somewhere else and nobody wins.
And speaking of the product offerings, you mentioned Dual Revolution, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on as well. But what for the customer who maybe somehow hasn't heard of you guys, or maybe has heard of the name but isn't extremely familiar with what you guys all offer, obviously it's a pretty wide variety. Can you give the listeners just kind of a snapshot of what you all offer?
Of course. So a lot of the suppliers in the industry focus on one product line, and they do it very well, whether they're focusing on exhaust, fenders, lighting. We are very proud of the fact that we have 8 major product lines. We are truly a one-stop shop when it comes to lighting and chrome. Our major product lines are LED lighting, headlights, work lights, fenders, exhaust, wheel accessories, universal accessories, and stainless trims. One of our biggest strengths is that we will be able to offer sun visors, bug shield deflectors, trims for virtually every model of truck on the road, including the new ones that are rolling out. And that's something we're very proud of. So a customer who is loyal to our brand really is able to outfit their truck from head to toe in nothing but trucks.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it is nice that they have that ability, because there are certain people, especially you get somebody who stumbles across or sees a display or a video of your Dual Revolution, like, man, these are pretty awesome. And you guys have really kind of pioneered that, obviously, we kind of mentioned earlier. But then they get some of those and think, man, I love these. What else do they offer? And then they see that you offer stainless accessories and exhaust and all this stuff that people don't, they might look at these more niche companies that those offerings, and those are great, obviously, but it's nice that if there is that brand loyalty, which I mean, is there's something to be said for that. If the quality's there and the communication's there and the standing behind your product, like you talked about, you can really gain a lot of good quality business that way by operating that way. So that's really great. And obviously, we've seen a lot of success in all the product lines, so we can definitely vouch for that on our end. Obviously, like you said, you offer a lot of different products. You guys are regularly coming out with the latest and greatest in aftermarket parts and accessories. What's hot right now? What's kind of either already out that you can talk about, or something that's coming out that you can give our listeners kind of a sneak peek at? Or just what's hot in general right now for you guys?
Sure. So why don't we start with what's hot right now? As we alluded to, it's our Dual Revolution lights. They've been on the market for, I guess, about 5 years now. But really, the momentum that these lights have taken upon themselves are just incredible. So anyone who's not familiar with our Dual Revolution technology, it is an LED light which literally changes from one color to the next in the same unit. Our first entry into that market was our TLED-4X40. That is a 4-inch red stop, turn, and tail LED, which switches to a white backup light. It's a 19-diode unit. All 19 diodes change from red to white. Now, why is that important? They say that the biggest form of flattery is imitation, and that is truly the case. But my only advice to your audience is make sure you know what you're looking for. There are some companies out there who will have an outer ring of one color, an inside ring of another color, or half the diodes will change from one color to another color. Here you've got all the diodes working in unison. The 4X40 was so successful for us that we started introducing the red to white technology in different styles, 2-inch, 2.5-inch, oval, cab lights, fender lights, strip lights. From there, we started introducing new colors. Our first color was blue, obviously, probably the most popular color in the industry. I'll still remember it was about 4 years ago, we were in Louisville for the Mid-America Truck Show. A few of us were driving to dinner one night, and we saw this beautiful show truck parked in some abandoned parking lots near the fairgrounds. And we pulled over to introduce ourselves, take a closer look at the truck, just shoot the breeze with the driver. the owner of the company showed him the Dual Revolution light. And of course, his first question was, when is it going to come out in green? Everyone always wants to know when it's going to come out in their color. So before we knew it, we had blue, we had green, we had purple. Now we have amber. We have an amber that turns to a strobe from a stoplight. So really, it's ballooned from there. And within the Dual Revolution, or just our product offerings as a whole, really, you can't look further than our 3/4-inch button lights. It goes without saying that the button lights are definitely one of the hottest lights in the industry right now. It's easy to install. It fits almost anywhere. And we're happy to offer it in our dual color technology again. So really, the customer, the owner operator, the end user, is able to match up these lights to his paint job and really have a complete look.
Absolutely.
You mentioned new products. I'll bring up two new products that are going to be available in the fall that we're very excited for. The first is our new style of axle cover. You have the standard universal axle cover that everyone sells, everyone has, with the 10 nut covers. Then everyone came out with the pointed nut covers, the flat nut covers. We are very excited to be introducing this fall our new mag wheel axle covers to mimic the look of a classic 1960s muscle car. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm actually looking at a sample right now. It's going to be, the marketing for this should be coming out in about a month. We're very excited about it. Instead of a 10-nut cover system, it's only a 5-nut cover. But the facade and aesthetic of it really, it gives you that impression of the muscle car. And we think it's going to be a home run. The other one we're very excited about is our new Legacy Worklight series. So traditionally, work lights have the black fin system in the back. That is so that the light itself can be properly ventilated and not overheat. Our product development team has taken that technology and flipped it. Rather than the fins being on the backside of the light, we've actually installed them on the front light in the face. Why did we do that? Quite simply, we were able to create a heated work light. So now when these lights are installed on the back of the cab and the sleeper, ice does not accumulate. It's got a sleek chrome housing, a zinc alloy faceplate, which is very durable, OEM style connector, so there's no need to split wires or anything. It's plug and play. It's a spot beam light, 2,000 lumens, comes with a 3-year warranty, and it's available in various colors. We're going to be offering it in chrome, black, and a hybrid of black and chrome.
That makes a ton of sense. Why not just flip them and make it more practical? That's genius. And I'm actually really excited about these mag wheel covers. I'm looking forward to that marketing coming out so I can see what we're looking at. And do you have anything else in the Dual Revolution category? Talk about when's the next greatest color. Do you have anything else coming out for that anytime soon?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. Actually, for this fall, we are also going to be introducing in the month of October our line of pink Dual Revolution lighting. So these are going to be lights that are turning from amber or red to pink. A portion of all proceeds of this line, we will be donating for breast cancer research. So we're very excited about not only introducing a new color to our Dual Revolution line, but supporting a very good cause.
I remember seeing a couple months ago getting some marketing on that, and it worked. We're really excited about what that is going to look like for this industry. I think there's definitely a lot of guys that will appreciate that, and I think it'll be a big hit in the fall. So maybe it's something that can stick around. We'll see. But that's great. So I want to just touch one more thing on the Dual Revolution side of things. I know we're kind of beating this down, but I think this is it obviously has kind of been the product that has been when I think of trucks is the first thing I think of. I think a lot of people do. Everyone calls them something a little bit different, dual color, whatever it might be. But we post a lot on our social media. We have a fairly large following, and we seem to always get a comment when we post a Dual Revolution picture. You can't have those on your truck. They're not DOT compliant. Can you kind of clear the air for our listeners on how dual revolution lights are DOT compliant?
Of course. So dual revolution LEDs are, they're really the perfect marriage between form and function. It gives you the opportunity to have a DOT legal light, but also have that added function, whether it be for work or play. Very simply, the primary color is always going to be either amber or red, which is obviously a DOT legal color. So mm-hmm. whether you have an amber oval on your bumper, a 4-inch taillight, an amber marker light in your skirt kit, that's always going to be legal. It's the auxiliary function that is, let's call it the curveball. If you have, you know, if your tail light turns to white as a backup function, again, it's all legal. That is for driving purposes. We offer tail lights with the identical style lens, which is only a stop, turn, and tail. So even when you switch it into backup, you still have that stopping capability.
Right.
Really, I guess the confusion comes down to the more flamboyant colors. When you're talking about the blues, the greens, and the purples, that is not DOT legal. We have never promoted it as that. We do not want you driving down the road like that.
Right.
These are colors to be used when you're at a show in a parking lot, not on the open road. So it's really which light are you buying and what is your intention with the light. If it's our red to white series, it's fully DOT. If it's the ones that change to the blue, green, and purple, you have to keep in mind that is an auxiliary color and that is not to be used on the road.
Right. So it's as simple as long as you're running on the road with the primary red or amber, then you're good to go. And I think that's what people need to hear. People need to understand is there, cause I mean, I have seen the guy running on the road with the purple or the blue or the green lights. And I just think to myself, when is an officer going to see him and pull him over for DOT issues? But, I guess that's the risk that he's taking.
I'm in the same boat as you. I'll be honest. I was on the highway a couple weeks ago with my family. We were driving home in the evening. There was a truck head to toe lit up blue, and all I could think about was, you're a very brave or a very foolish person.
Yeah. It must be nice, though, to see your lights driving down the road and just think, wow, that's something that we produce. As wrong as it is for him to run the wrong color, it's still it's got to have a good feeling.
17 years later, I still get a kick out of every time I drive by a truck and I see my lights on it. They were doing road work on my street a couple weeks ago, and even the dump truck that was hauling away the chopped up asphalt had our flatline LEDs on it. And I just got very excited and made it a point to explain to all my neighbors the function of that light and how long you can tell me.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's since working in this industry, starting in this industry a little over 4 years ago, I have a different, I look at trucks on the road differently than I ever have before. So it's certainly interesting. Well, I think that that kind of covers most of the questions I had. Is there anything else that we didn't talk about trucks that you want to highlight before we end the conversation?
No, you know what, Scott, you asked some really great questions today. I was very happy to come on and answer them. All I can say to your audience is, you know, we're very excited about not only the new products we talked about, but some things that are in the pipeline for early 2022. We're looking forward to seeing all of the end users at the truck shows next year and, you know, just reconnecting and showing you what's coming.
Awesome. Well, I do appreciate your time, Ian. Thanks so much for joining the podcast. And we're looking forward to continue our relationship and get seeing all this new stuff come out. And it'll just be an exciting time as we kind of roll through 2021 into 2022. So thank you so much for your time, Ian.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening to the Big Rig Chrome Shop podcast with Ian Fodor. We're really happy to have him on the show and talk all things trucks, accessories. If you made it through the whole podcast, I have something exciting for you guys. We are going to do a trucks product giveaway. I'm going to keep it a secret on what we're giving away. But if you want a chance to win, send an email to podcast@bigrigchromeshop.com. Again, that's podcast@bigrigchromeshop.com. In the title, put trucks giveaway. And then if you want to just give me your name, phone number, and address, we're going to select a winner. We're excited about that for you guys. So again, just send that email to podcast@bigrigchromeshop.com. Again, thanks for listening. We're excited about this. Hopefully you guys learned something from it. Until next time.